So Kyle is in Disney this week for the next few days, doing some stuff with US 99. It is we got some really cool giveaways coming up soon, and he is kind of down there doing some prep work for all of that. Must be nice prep work, you know.
Yeah, down in Florida.
Yeah, right.
Where the weather is really warm.
I thought we weren't eligible to win our giveaways, you know. Apparently, Kyle's proven that wrong. No, Kyle is down there. He's doing a lot of good work for us. Stuff that you'll see coming soon. But Mel, have you been to Disney?
Yeah, I've probably been there like 3 or 4 times over the course of my lifetime.
Disney World or Disneyland in California?
Disney World in Florida. I've never been to Disneyland.
Never?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you gotta go. It's great. And California Adventure's right next door. It's awesome. It's a much tighter Disney World. Like, it's like Magic Kingdom. Yeah. If Magic Kingdom was like in a more confined space.
Yeah, I heard it's like, I've heard it's much smaller.
It's like if you took your house in Chicago and then moved it to an apartment in New York. That's what Disneyland is.
Okay.
And it's really cool. I'm a big fan. It's very expensive. That's my only gripe with Disney. It's expensive to do everything.
It's very expensive.
Which is why it's good to win giveaways, I guess. But we used to get to go down to Disney for free back in the day.
What?
Yeah.
How did you go to Disney for free? How'd you do that?
My sister used to compete in...
cheerleading?
Yeah, cheerleading.
I know she was a cheerleader.
Cheerleading competitions. She was a big cheerleader and cheered at the University of Kentucky. And all throughout like middle school and high school, she would cheer in like national competitions.
That's cool.
What was it?
I used to love watching those on ESPN.
UCA. UCA was it. There's UCA and UDA. And like the UDA was the dancing. UCA was the cheerleading side. And they would always hold their national competitions in. Yeah. It was the ones that you would see on ESPN.
I used to watch them all the time.
Yeah. You may have seen my sister on TV.
Maybe.
Possible. But we used to go down there. And I would love going down there. I would love going down there. Like, just because it's awesome to go to Disney. But I hated why I was going down there, and that was for the cheerleading competitions.
Why would you hate that? You're a guy, and you'd be surrounded by 1,000 girls.
See, that's the thing. When I was going, I was at the age where I was like, I wasn't into girls, and I hated cheerleading just because I had to go to so many competitions growing up. So like, I kind of resented it. But now, like, as a grown man, as a grown adult, I look back on those days and be like, you idiot.
Mm-hmm.
If I could go in a time machine and go back and like, you know, talk to young Austin, be like, listen, don't be a doofus, okay? You're gonna like girls eventually. And you are in...
Girl heaven,
honestly. Because yes. Not only do you have like girls all around you, but you got girls in like... little cheerleading skirts and, you know, like...
And looking so cute.
Yeah, like always like dressed to the nines, like, you know, makeup to the tens and all of that. And meanwhile, my doofus was like, I want to hang with the boys. You know, like, like, dude, what?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It did keep me focused on a lot of the rides. So I did get a lot of time in like Tower of Terror and things like that. But... what could have been, you know?
I don't know. Now it's too late. There's so many times when you look back and you're like, oh, shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Right.
You know?
Well, of course it's too late, Melissa. Mm-hmm. If I went to one of those cheerleading competitions now and oogling the girls.
You'd be in trouble by your wife.
I'd be in trouble by the law. I'd be a red dot on a Google map.
You would, because they're so young and now you're old.
Yeah, right. They'd be like, what's this creeper doing?
Mm-hmm.
Sir, where's your daughter? No, don't worry. I have 2 daughters. Sir, your daughters are toddlers. Okay, touche.
Yeah, don't go down there, especially by yourself, okay?
I'm not.
But I know you probably want to reminisce to your childhood and where you were and what you did, because now looking back, it probably looks like, oh, that could have been really fun.
Yeah, looking
I should have done that
I
differently.
I was an idiot. I was just such a dinkus. You know, people always say, live your life with no regrets. First of all, I think that's impossible. Second... yeah, I have. I have regrets. And that is probably my biggest one.
Do you really think you can not live your life with no regrets, or you can live your life with no regrets?
I think it's impossible. I think it's impossible. I think it's impossible to live your life with no regrets.
But once you say it, from that point on, do you think you can then live your life with no regrets?
That's a good question.
Because you can't go back into the past. But once you say it out loud.
So if you're like, from here on out, I'm going to live my life with no regrets.
That's exactly what I'm saying. What do you think then?
I don't think it's possible. I don't think it's possible. I think you would. But then it's like, okay, do you actually have the regrets, or is it just a mindset? Like,
well, that's deep.
Like, if you're like,
I think it's both. Don't they go hand in hand?
I should have taken that exit. You know, boom, that's a regret, right? But if you're like, I missed that exit, but I'm okay. No big deal. That's technically not a regret, right?
It's no longer a regret.
Oh my gosh. This is like, do you remember the movie Office Space?
Boom. Oh yeah, of course.
This feels like when he like didn't have any cares in the world, when when he went to that hypnotist.
Yes.
And he didn't have any cares in the world. That's what I feel like living your life with no regrets would be.
Yeah. What is your biggest regret?
In life?
Yeah.
Not marrying my wife sooner.
Oh, please.
What?
Give me a break. You guys got married young. That's not true.
I married at 25. I could have married her at 23. You'll never be 23 with anyone but me. I don't know. I try not to dwell on regrets. Mm-hmm. Maybe I do live my life with no regrets.
If anybody did on this show, it would be you.
You think so?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like you don't have many regrets, though.
No, I am currently working on changing my mindset because I have
so many
regrets.
Is Porter one of them?
No.
You're like, some days.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's true. But I have so many regrets and so many bad decisions and so many things I would change that I am like, okay, you need to let that go. And you need to like change your mindset and try to stay more positive and for the future.
What's your biggest regret?
Oh, God.
You asked me. You had to know. I was going to ask it in return. Not marrying Meredith sooner?
Yeah. When I was 23.
With anyone but me.
I'm not going to tell my biggest regret because it's so bad. And it's so pathetic.
Okay, that's a radio tease if I've ever heard one. Now you have to.
No, it's,
what is it? Is it, what, all right, what age?
I was 19.
Okay. Statue of limitations has passed. You got to reveal it.
Maybe the part of me that doesn't want to reveal it is because I have so much guilt for this regret. It's probably the biggest guilt I have in my entire life.
Wait a minute. Did you hit a fisherman with his car and then the very next summer he haunted you and your friends and murdered some of them?
Nope.
Oh. Oh, no, wait. That was the plot of I Know What You Did Last Summer.
You would reference a movie, of course.
Does it involve murder?
No.
Okay.
It involves money.
You stole.
No, I didn't steal any money. I did not steal any money.
You borrowed?
No. Kind of.
Okay.
Kind of.
You didn't pay back?
Sort of.
From your parents?
Nope. It wasn't a person.
The government?
Nope.
A charity?
Absolutely not.
Oh, I thought you were going to say absolutely. You know how much I hate charities. Melissa, no! It's for the kids! That's why. I thought it was funny when you were giving out your phone number during the St. Jude Radiothon the other day. So call and make your $20 donation today. St. Jude's like, we didn't meet our goals this year. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on.
Everything went to my Venmo account.
Melissa's fielding calls during the while we're on air. Okay, so not a charity, not a government.
Those are all really good guesses, though.
Yeah, but not a person.
And now I feel like I have to tell it, and I...
Was it one of those give a penny, take a penny jars at the convenience store?
No.
You took all the pennies, didn't you? You didn't give one single penny.
No, it wasn't that.
What?
That wouldn't be that big of a deal. I cannot.
Come on, Mel. This is a safe place.
I know, but it's like I feel so bad about it. You're not going to believe this. This is going to be a huge downer.
Have you?
I'm going to take this podcast from funny to, oh my God, what in the hell did you do?
Yeah. No, you're right. I definitely will not make jokes about anything. I'd never make jokes about serious topics.
So I have, boy, you're that frown, that happy face is going to turn into a frown in a second.
Oh, gosh. You're building this up. It better be good. I'm going to be pissed it's if good. It's not.
It's okay. Good.
All right.
I have to take a deep breath.
Oh, my gosh, Mel.
I have a sister that passed away.
Uh-huh.
And my mom gave me a ring that belonged to her.
You pawned it off.
I pawned it off for some money to buy hair extensions. And then with the idea to pay it back, and I couldn't at that time get enough money back to go back and get the ring. And then when I finally did get the money back, which was like a year later, I'm like, okay, I got the money. I can go back and get the ring. I'm going to go back and get the ring. They'd sold it.
Well, yeah, they had sold it. It's a pawn shop. It's not like they're like, all right, we'll hold on to this while you... Mel, how much money are we talking?
It wasn't even that much money.
Like a couple hundred bucks, right?
Yeah, it was like, probably at that time, it was like $100. Or maybe $150.
And so what did it cross your mind while doing this? Like, hey.
I really wanted those hair extensions. And I did really think.
Yeah, clearly.
I did really think, I'm going to pay this money back. I'll have no problems. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And then I'm going to go back in 3 months. I'm going to pay it back. And we're all good, you know?
Did you tell the pawn shop, like, hey, can you hold on to this ring?
They had given me a timeline. Like, you know, we'll hold it until this amount of time. And I just went over, like, that timeline. I'm like, oh, let me go back, you know?
Well, and then if you bought it back, you were probably going to have to buy it back for more, right?
You know, I don't remember.
I imagine they wouldn't just like sell it to you, because then in that case, they're not.
I don't know.
Doing you a service.
That has got to be up there as one of the dumbest things a person can do, to buy something that's so ridiculous at the time.
That is.
It's so ridiculous. Like, what in the world was I thinking?
This is, you know what's so funny? If you listen to our show regularly, then you know Mel is the one that will always, in almost every phone call, whether it makes sense to or not, ask callers, did you get a raise? How much money did you make? Do you make a lot of money doing what you're doing?
Now do you see why I do that? In the back of my head, I've got such guilt. This is all over money. All over that tiny, tiny amount of money in the big scheme of things. Hugest regret of my entire life.
Mel.
It's bad, isn't it, Austin? It's bad.
I mean, it's not great. I'll say that.
Yep.
So the ring itself, that was your sister's ring?
Yep.
And your mom gave it to you?
Yep.
Does your mom know that you did this?
Nope.
Never.
Absolutely not.
Do any of your sisters know that you did this? Does anyone know?
Nope, not until now.
No, stop. You've never told anyone?
Nope.
Never.
Never. I mean that.
Wow.
This is my first confession on it.
This is an exclusive.
So it's out there now. It's out there. And I'm just going to have to ask for forgiveness.
How long did the hair extension stay in?
I don't know. Like 3 months.
Ow!
Am I the worst human on the planet?
Well, yes, but that was even before you shared this.
No. I can't even believe I'm telling this. Like, what am I thinking?
No,
here's another regret. There it is.
Your vulnerability is admirable.
Is it?
Yes.
Or is it stupidity?
Well, I mean, look, it's not the dumbest thing you've ever done in your life. Revealing what you did isn't it's at very worst the second dumbest thing you've ever done behind what you just admitted to doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Big regret number two happening right now.
Mel.
Right now between the two of us.
Mel, no, don't regret this. Don't regret sharing it. Because look, it's...
If you would have asked me this even 10 years ago, I would have cried. Like,
really?
I've kind of, been able to slowly get past some of the guilt.
Do you feel lighter having gotten that out, having admitted to this? Is it therapeutic at all?
No. To be honest, not really.
No? Okay. It's probably me. I'm probably the reason.
I think it is. I think if you would have come to me, not with any jokes, but with all this like empathy and things happen.
If I was empathetic
to it, and you're like, when you're 19, you do a lot of dumb things. Your brain isn't even fully developed until you're 26 years old. I would have been like, yeah. No, you didn't give that to me.
No, I didn't give that to you.
No.
At all.
So thanks for that, Austin.
Well, look, it's one of us has to be entertaining while the other one is emotionally breaking down.
Which is almost every single day.
Yeah. That just describes our show in a nutshell. Melissa's like, oh, tell me about your love life. And I'm like, does your boyfriend fart? Look, when you are 19, you do a lot of dumb things. Like you're not thinking straight. You're thinking in the immediate and not in the future.
Yeah, it's like immediate gratification, which we have to learn that sometimes immediate gratification isn't always something that we should be striving for.
With that said, I don't think any 19-year-old has made anything that dumb.
And I actually know you're right. This was the bottom of the barrel of dumb mistakes.
No,
I admit it. I take 100% responsibility. I've thought about it my entire life to the point where I have brought it up at work on a podcast.
No, you're completely fine.
No, I'm not.
Look, I had a friend who probably around the age of 19, maybe 20, 21 or something, worked at Dippin' Dots kiosk with me.
Oh, yummy.
And he, we were allowed to get one plastic cup filled with Dippin' Dots.
Mm-hmm.
And that was our meal. We could refill the cup as much as we wanted.
Oh, that's...
We could only just use one cup.
That's nice.
He, however, would take one of the large 20-ounce drink cups and fill it with Dippin' Dots and eat that amount of Dippin' Dots and then give some of them to his friends.
Not surprised on that one at all.
So that might be dumber than what you did. He ended up getting caught because there was a camera on the... Our boss literally was watching him do it.
The only reason that might be dumber is because he didn't think that he was going to be caught with cameras.
Yeah. You know who it was?
You know you're going to be caught.
You know our buddy Blake Nixon, rep for Russell Dickerson?
Oh, yeah.
We hung out with him in Memphis for St. Jude weekend.
Mm-hmm.
His older brother, Michael...
That's who did it?
That's who did it.
Wow. So I actually feel like I almost know him.
Yeah, right? Guilty by association.
Yeah.
Damn, Mel, you're committing all sorts of crimes on this podcast. No, Mel, seriously, what happens in the past happens in the past. And for people to dwell on things, there's nothing you can do about it. So it's no point in dwelling in it.
What? Are you getting serious on me
I'm
right now?
I'm getting serious, yeah.
What in the heck is happening?
Since when?
You don't even like to be serious.
What I'm telling you, live your life with no regrets, Mel.
Mm. All right, from this day forward, no regrets.
No regrets from this day forward.
Except that I have to work with you tomorrow.
Yeah, and my regret is that I didn't get to go to Disney with Kyle. So Kyle is in Disney this week for the next few days doing some stuff with US 99. It is we got some really cool giveaways coming up soon, and he is kind of down there doing some prep work for all of that. Must be nice prep work, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, down in Florida.
Yeah, right.
Where the weather is really warm.
I thought we weren't eligible to win our giveaways, you know. Apparently Kyle's proven that wrong. No, Kyle is down there. He's doing a lot of good work for us. Stuff that you'll see coming soon. But Mel, have you been to Disney?
Yeah, I've probably been there like 3 or 4 times over the course of my lifetime.
Disney World or Disneyland in California?
Disney World in Florida. I've never been to Disneyland.
Never?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you gotta go. It's great. And California Adventure's right next door. It's awesome. It's a much tighter Disney World. Like, it's like Magic Kingdom. Yeah. If Magic Kingdom was like in a more confined space.
Yeah, I heard it's like, I've heard it's much smaller.
It's like if you took your house in Chicago and then moved it to an apartment in New York. That's what Disneyland is.
Okay.
And it's really cool. I'm a big fan. It's very expensive. That's my only gripe with Disney. It's expensive to do everything.
It's very expensive.
Which is why it's good to win giveaways, I guess. But we used to get to go down to Disney for free back in the day.
What?
Yeah.
How did you go to Disney for free? How'd you do that?
My sister used to compete in...
cheerleading?
Yeah,
cheerleading. I know she was a cheerleader.
Cheerleading competitions. She was a big cheerleader, cheered at the University of Kentucky. And all throughout like middle school and high school, she would cheer in like national competitions.
That's cool.
What was it?
I used to love watching those on ESPN.
UCA. UCA was it. There's UCA and UDA. And like the UDA was the dancing. UCA was the cheerleading side. And they would always hold their national competitions in. Yeah. It was the ones that you would see on ESPN.
I used to watch them all the time.
Yeah. You may have seen my sister on TV.
Maybe.
Possible. But we used to go down there. And I would love going down there. I would love going down there. Like, just because it's awesome to go to Disney. But I hated why I was going down there, and that was for the cheerleading competitions.
Why would you hate that? You're a guy, and you'd be surrounded by 1,000 girls.
See, that's the thing. When
what
I was going, I was at the age where I was like, I wasn't into girls, and I hated cheerleading just because I had to go to so many competitions growing up. So like, I kind of resented it. But now, like, as a grown man, as a grown adult, I look back on those days and be like, you idiot.
Mm-hmm.
If I could go in a time machine and go back and like, you know, talk to young Austin, be like, listen, don't be a doofus, okay? You're gonna like girls eventually. And you are in...
girl heaven.
Girl heaven, honestly. Because yes. Not only do you have like girls all around you, but you got girls in like... little cheerleading skirts and, you know, like...
and looking so cute.
Yeah, like always like dressed to the nines, like, you know, makeup to the tens and all of that. And meanwhile, my doofus was like, I want to hang with the boys. You know, like, like, dude, what?
Mm-hmm.
I just, I don't know. I mean, it did keep me focused on a lot of the rides. So I did get a lot of time in like Tower of Terror and things like that. But, what could have been, you know?
I don't know. Now it's too late. There's so many times when you look back and you're like, oh, shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Right.
You know?
Well, of course it's too late, Melissa. Mm-hmm. If I went to one of those cheerleading competitions now and oogling the girls.
You'd be in trouble by your wife.
I'd be in trouble by the law. I'd be a red dot on a Google map.
You would, because they're so young and now you're old.
Yeah, right. They'd be like, what's this creeper doing?
Mm-hmm.
Sir, where's your daughter? No, don't worry. I have 2 daughters. Sir, your daughters are toddlers. Okay, touche.
Yeah, don't go down there, especially by yourself, okay?
I'm not.
But I know you probably want to reminisce to your childhood and where you were and what you did, because now looking back, it probably looks like, oh, that could have been really fun.
Yeah, looking
I should have done
I'm
that
a,
differently.
I was an idiot. I was just such a dinkus. You know, people always say, live your life with no regrets. First of all, I think that's impossible. Second... yeah, I have. I have regrets. And that is probably my biggest one.
Do you really think you can not live your life with no regrets, or you can live your life with no regrets?
I think it's impossible. I think it's impossible. I think it's impossible to live your life with no regrets.
But once you say it, from that point on, do you think you can then live your life with no regrets?
That's a good question.
Because you can't go back into the past, but once you say it out loud...
So if you're like, from here on out, I'm going to live my life with no regrets.
That's exactly what I'm saying. What do you think then?
I don't think it's possible. I don't think it's possible. I think you would. But then it's like, okay, do you actually have the regrets or is it just a mindset? Like.
Well, that's deep.
Like if you're like.
I think it's both. Don't they go hand in hand?
I should have taken that exit. You know, boom, that's a regret, right? But if you're like, I missed that exit, but I'm okay.
Big deal.
That's technically not a regret, right?
It's no longer a regret.
Oh my gosh. This is like, you remember the movie Office Space?
Boom. Oh yeah, of course.
This feels like when he like didn't have any cares in the world when when he went to that hypnotist.
Yes.
And he didn't have any cares in the world. That's what I feel like living your life with no regrets would be.
Yeah. What is your biggest regret?
In life?
Yeah.
Not marrying my wife sooner.
Oh, please.
What?
Give me a break. You guys got married young. That's not true.
I married at 25. I could have married her at 23. You'll never be 23 with anyone but me. I don't know. I try not to dwell on regrets. Mm-hmm. Maybe I do live my life with no regrets.
If anybody did on this show, it would be you.
You think so?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like you don't have many regrets, though.
No, I am currently working on changing my mindset because I have
so many
regrets.
Is Porter one of them?
No.
You're Porter like, some days.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's true. But I have so many regrets and so many bad decisions and so many things I would change that I am like, okay, you need to let that go. And you need to like change your mindset and try to stay more positive and for the future.
What's your biggest regret?
Oh, God.
You asked me. That. You had to know. I was going to ask it in return. Not marrying Meredith sooner?
Yeah. When I was 23.
With anyone but me.
I'm not going to tell my biggest regret because it's so bad and it's so pathetic.
Okay, that's a radio tease if I've ever heard one. Now you have to.
No,
it's, what is it? Is it, what, all right, what age?
I was 19.
Okay. Statue of limitations has passed. You got to reveal it.
I maybe the part of me that doesn't want to reveal it is because I have so much guilt for this regret. It's probably the biggest guilt I have in my entire life.
Wait a minute. Did you hit a fisherman with his car and then the very next summer he haunted you and your friends and murdered some of them?
Nope.
Oh no, wait, that was the plot of I Know What You Did Last Summer.
you would reference a movie, of course.
Does it involve murder?
No.
Okay.
It involves money.
You stole.
No, I didn't steal any money. I did not steal any money.
You borrowed?
No. Kind of.
Okay.
Kind of.
You didn't pay back?
Sort of.
From your parent?
Nope, it wasn't a person.
The government?
Nope.
A charity?
Absolutely not.
Oh, I thought you were going to say absolutely. You know how much I hate charities. Melissa, no! It's for the kids! That's why. I thought it was funny when you were giving out your phone number during the St. Jude Radiothon the other day. So call and make your $20 donation today. St. Jude's like, we didn't meet our goals this year. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on.
Everything went to my Venmo account.
Melissa's fielding calls during the while we're on air. Okay, so right. Not a charity, not a government.
Those are all really good guesses, though.
Yeah, but not a person.
And now I feel like I have to tell it, and I.
Was it one of those give a penny, take a penny jars at the convenience store?
No.
You took all the pennies, didn't you? You didn't give one single penny.
No,
back.
It wasn't that.
What?
That wouldn't be that big of a deal. I cannot.
Come on, Mel. This is a safe place.
I know, but it's like I feel so bad about it. You're not going to believe this. This is going to be a huge downer.
Have you?
I'm going to take this podcast from funny to, oh my God, what in the hell did you do?
Yeah. No, you're right. I definitely will not make jokes about anything. I'd never make jokes about serious topics.
So I have, boy, you're that frown, that happy face is going to turn into a frown in a second.
Oh gosh. You're building this up. It better be good. I'm going to be pissed if it's not.
It's good.
All right.
I have to take a deep breath.
Oh my gosh, Mel.
I have a sister that passed away.
Uh-huh.
And my mom gave me a ring that belonged to her.
You pawned it off.
I pawned it off for some money to buy hair extensions. And then with the idea to pay it back. And I couldn't, at that time, get enough money back to go back and get the ring. And then when I finally did get the money back, which was like a year later, I'm like, okay, I got the money. I can go back and get the ring. I'm going to go back and get the ring. They'd sold it.
Well, yeah, they had sold it. It's a pawn shop. It's not like they're like, all right, we'll hold on to this while you... Mel, how much money are we talking?
It wasn't even that much money.
Like a couple hundred bucks, right?
Yeah, it was like, probably at that time, it was like $100. Or maybe $150.
And so what did it cross your mind while doing this? Like, hey.
I really wanted those hair extensions. And I did really think.
Yeah, clearly.
And I did really think, I'm going to pay this money back. I'll have no problems. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And then I'm going to go back in 3 months. I'm going to pay it back. And we're all good, you know?
Did you tell the pawn shop, like, hey, can you hold on to this ring?
They had given me a timeline. Like, you know, we'll hold it until this amount of time. And I just went over, like, that timeline. I'm like, oh, let me go back, you know?
Well, and then if you bought it back, you were probably going to have to buy it back for more, right?
You know, I don't remember.
I imagine they wouldn't just like sell it to you, because then in that case, they're not.
I don't know.
Doing you a service.
That has got to be up there as one of the dumbest things a person can do, to buy something that's so ridiculous at the time.
That is.
It's so ridiculous. Like, what in the world was I thinking?
This is, you know what's so funny? If you listen to our show regularly, then you know Mel is the one that will always, in almost every phone call, whether it makes sense to or not, ask callers, did you get a raise? How much money did you make? Do you make a lot of money doing what you're doing?
Now do you see why I do that? In the back of my head, I've got such guilt. This is all over money. All over that tiny, tiny amount of money in the big scheme of things. Hugest regret of my entire life.
Mel.
It's bad, isn't it, Austin? Yeah. It's bad.
I mean, it's not great. I'll say that. It's...
Yep.
So the ring itself, that was your sister's ring?
Yep.
And your mom gave it to you?
Yep.
Does your mom know that you did this?
Nope.
Never.
Absolutely not.
Do any of your sisters know that you did this? Does anyone know?
Nope, not until now.
No, stop. You've never told anyone?
Nope.
Never.
Never. I mean that.
Wow.
This is my first confession on it.
This is an exclusive.
So it's out there now. It's out there. And I'm just going to have to ask for forgiveness.
How long did the hair extension stay in?
I don't know. Like 3 months.
Ow!
Am I the worst human on the planet?
Well, yes, but that was even before you shared this.
No. I can't even believe I'm telling this. Like, what am I thinking?
No,
here's another regret.
Look,
there it is.
Your vulnerability
is
admirable.
Is it?
Yes. Yes.
Or is it stupidity?
Well, I mean, look, it's not the dumbest thing you've ever done in your life. Revealing what you did isn't the it's at very worst the second dumbest thing you've ever done, behind what you just admitted to doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Big regret number two happening right now.
Mel.
Right now between the two of us.
Mel, no, don't regret this. Don't regret sharing it. Because look, it's
If you would have asked me this even 10 years ago, I would have cried. Like, really? I've kind of, been able to slowly get past some of the guilt.
I think it's, do you feel lighter having gotten that out, having admitted to this? Is it therapeutic at all?
To be honest, not really.
No? Okay. It's probably me. I'm probably the reason.
I think it is. I think if you would have come to me, not with any jokes, but with all this like empathy and things happen.
Yeah,
and when you're 19, empathetic to it. And you're like, when you're 19, you do a lot of dumb things. Your brain isn't even fully developed until you're 26 years old. I would have been like, yeah. No, you didn't give that to me.
No, I didn't give that to you.
No.
At all.
So thanks for that, Austin.
Well, look, it's one of us has to be entertaining while the other one is emotionally breaking down.
Which is almost every single day.
Yeah. That just describes our show in a nutshell. Melissa's like, oh, tell me about your love life. And I'm like, does your boyfriend fart? when you are 19, people, you do a lot of dumb things. Like you're not thinking straight. You're thinking in the immediate and not in the future.
Yeah, it's like immediate gratification, which we have to learn that sometimes immediate gratification isn't always something that we should be striving for.
With that said, I don't think any 19-year-old has made anything that dumb.
And I actually know you're right. This was the bottom of the barrel of dumb mistakes.
No,
I admit it. I take 100% responsibility. I've thought about it my entire life to the point where I have brought it up at work on a podcast.
No, you're completely fine.
No, I'm not.
Look, I had a friend who probably around the age of 19, maybe 20, 21 or something, worked at Dippin' Dots kiosk with me.
Oh, yummy.
And he, we were allowed to get one cup, one plastic cup filled with Dippin' Dots.
Mm-hmm.
And that was our meal. We could refill the cup as much as we wanted.
Oh, that's...
We could only just use one cup.
That's nice.
He, however, would take one of the large 20-ounce drink cups and fill it with Dippin' Dots and eat that amount of Dippin' Dots and then give some of them to his friends.
Not surprised on that one at all.
So that might be dumber than what you did. He ended up getting caught because there was a camera on the... Our boss literally was watching him do it.
The only reason that might be dumber is because he didn't think that he was going to be caught with cameras.
Yeah. You know who it was?
You know you're going to be caught.
You know our buddy Blake Nixon, rep for Russell Dickerson?
Oh, yeah.
We hung out with in Memphis for St. Jude weekend.
Mm-hmm.
His older brother, Michael...
That's who did it?
That's who did it.
Wow. So I actually feel like I almost know him.
Yeah, right? Guilty by association.
Yeah.
Damn, Mel, you're committing all sorts of crimes on this podcast. No, Mel, seriously, what happens in the past happens in the past. And for people to dwell on things, there's nothing you can do about it. So it's no point in dwelling in it.
What? Are you getting serious on me right now?
I'm getting serious, yeah.
What in the heck is happening?
Since when?
You don't even like to be serious.
What I'm telling you, live your life with no regrets, Mel.
Mm. All right, from this day forward, no regrets.
No regrets from this day forward.
Except that I have to work with you tomorrow.
Yeah, and my regret is that I didn't get to go to Disney with Kyle.